John Lee Hooker, who carried on the Mississippi Delta blues music tradition and handed it down to younger generations, died yesterday. Hooker's gravelly voice and rhythmic playing on both acoustic and electric guitar were easily recognizable, as were his songs such as Boom Boom and Boogie Chillin'. His recordings and performances influenced many rock musicians, including the Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, and Bruce Springsteen. I interviewed Hooker in 1983. He said his blues heritage came from his home in Clarksdale, Mississippi.
Well, my stepfather, I got that's his style that I got now. He taught me that, what he taught me. He taught me what he knew, and I'm playing direct the thing that he was playing then. He got such a tremendous beat, they tell the drive with it, and people, they related to that. They still do.
You and your guitar are like a duo. You're working off of each other and with each other.
Yeah, like a duo. I'm dueling with my voice, dueling with my guitar dueling with my voice and my feet. And then it goes run out to the people.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. Right off of your feet.
In the early 60s, Hooker went to England and a major blues revival took place.
20, 30, or 40 years back, the young white and old white didn't know anything about the blues. When it broke out in England many years ago, and they really went crazy about it over there, and then it went from here over there, and they really got into it, and then it come back over here, and they come to listen to it. They said, well, it must be something really, really, really good.
Do you remember when the young Eric Claptons and Mick Jaggers would come to see you? I mean, did you?
Oh, yeah. Well, Clapton and John Mayall, they had a band in England, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Clapton and all of them, they were my backup band. They always side men. And I had the whole England in the palm of my hand.
Boogie John. Where is the next generation of people playing it in your style, I mean, in Delta style?
Well, that's a good question. There is nobody I can think of it right now. I know of a plain deep blue like John Lee Hooker. And I've been searching, and I've been hoping that somebody carry this thing on, you know.
John Lee Hooker from a 1983 Morning Edition interview. Hooker was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991 and received a Lifetime Achievement Award at last year's Grammys. He died at his home in Los Altos, California. He was 83 years old.
Boogie Chillin'. Hey.